And I pray, Father God, that their ears will be open and to hear, and their hearts open to receive your word, because your word would never return to you void. Whenever we believe it and receive it, it works in our lives. It works in our lives. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for that. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to minister your word. And we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. And let the church say,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, what I want to do here this morning is pick up where I left off last week. And my subject was standing strong, standing strong, standing strong in the Lord. Amen. And you might remember that we went to the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. I'm not going to go there right now, but where this widow had an audience with the unjust judge, and she wanted him to avenge her of her adversary. She was having some issues, having some problems with some folks, someone. I'm not sure, but she was having some issues, and she needed some help. She needed some help. And you probably remember the story. The judge didn't respect man. He didn't respect God. Didn't respect this woman. And didn't really want to be bothered, if you want to know the truth about it. But she was persistent, weren't she? She was persistent. And because of her persistence, the judge finally said, "This woman is worrying me. And I'm tired of seeing her. So I'm just going to go ahead and help her, not because I love her, not because I respect her, but I'm going to help her just to get rid of her, so she'll stop coming." And Jesus pointed out that if the unjust judge helped the woman with his bad attitude, but if he helped her, how much more, so much more, will God help us? Will God answer our prayers? You hear me? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. But then Jesus had a very important question. And I don't want you to ever forget the question he had. And the question was this: when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find me? And we can make this personal. Will he find me walking in faith? Will he find me still walking with God? Or have I drifted off somewhere? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. We must make sure that we do not allow anything or anyone to cause us to stray off course. Amen. Remember this: the devil is after your faith. He's after your allegiance. Remember Jesus, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted of the devil. And the word of God tells us in Luke's version that one of the things that he did was offer Jesus the world. Can I help you with something? The devil is still offering folk the world. Let me say it again. He is still offering folk the world. But Jesus himself told us we can't have two masters. We can't serve two masters. We're going to love one and hate the other. Love one and neglect the other. We must make sure that we continue to love God and to give him all we got. Amen. Jesus said, man cannot serve God and mammon, money or material possessions or the world. We can't serve both. We must serve God. And I'm preaching this to you because of the time that we are living in today. We are living in the last of the last days, and I tell you that all the time. And you may say, well, I'm tired of hearing that. But one day you'll look back and say, you know, Pastor was right. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. And we see it all through the New Testament. They talked about his coming, his coming. We need to be aware of his coming. So we must make sure that when he comes, he finds us walking and living in faith. That, as the Amplified Classic says it, being persistent in our faith. Amen? Being persistent in our faith. Now, I want to read, turn in your Bible to the book of Colossians, the very first chapter. And I'll just pick it up in verse 19. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 says, for it pleased the Father that in him, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look at verse 21. And you, say he's talking about me. Say he's talking to me. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. Glory to God. Verse 22. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Let me read verse 22 again. Y'all mind? Let me begin again at verse 21. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless above reproach in his sight. Now look at verse 23. If, everybody say if. If indeed you continue in the faith, you see that? If indeed you continue in the faith. Notice that word continue. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Thessalonians, it talks about the day coming, but it's not going to happen until there is a falling away first. A falling away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn it to, in your Bibles, to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Let's begin reading at verse 1. Now, brethren, if you're born again, say that's, he's talking to me. Amen. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. There were deceivers out there when Paul wrote this, and there are deceivers today. Lift your hand. You can lift your right hand if you're right-handed, or if you're left-handed, lift your left. Just lift it up towards heaven. And I want you to say this. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
help me
to never
ever believe a lie. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, verse 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let no one deceive you by any means. Now, this is what I quoted earlier. Didn't know I was going over here, but we're here. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. that word fallen away in the Greek really means apostasy. Just fall. You can't fall away from something unless you first had been there. Right? Amen. So the word of God is telling us that the Antichrist, the beast, the man of sin, cannot be revealed unless there is a falling away first. I've made a decision that I'm not going to be in the falling away group. I'm going to be in the catching away group. Let's say that again. I've made a decision personally. I'm not going to be in the falling away group. I'm going to be in the catching away group, the caught away group. Amen. But we have to understand that our faith is going to be tried. It's going to be tried. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still with me? Turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy. Well, as a matter of fact, if you're at 2 Thessalonians, you right there at next door to 1 Timothy. Just flip on over to the 6th chapter. And I won't read all this, but I want to begin reading at verse 11. This is Paul talking to Timothy, writing to Timothy. He says, "But you, O man of God, flee these things." And you can read the entire 6th chapter later on. "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness." And then what did he tell him to do? Say it again. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. If Timothy had to fight the good fight of faith, guess what? We're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Philippians. Let's go to Philippians. The 3rd chapter. Philippians, 3rd chapter. In the 3rd chapter of Philippians, the Apostle Paul talked about his history, his old life, some of the things that he did and pursued and so forth. But I pick it up at verse 7. He says, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Hallelujah. And listen to this. This was the cry of his heart. This should be the cry of our heart also. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may what? That I may what? That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conform to his death. Verse 11. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now listen to what he says in verse 12. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I do what? I do what? I press on. I press on. You do not have to press unless there is opposition. Remember I told you earlier, what the devil wants to do is steal your faith. He wants to steal your faith. He wants to cause you to put your faith and confidence in something else other than in God and his word and his promises to you. That's the reason Paul said in another place that we walk by faith and not by sight. Are you still with me? Verse 12 again, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has already laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, Paul says, I haven't apprehended either. I'm pressing on as well. But I'm so glad to know that one day we won't have to press anymore. Amen. Glory to God. But in the meantime, let's continue to fight the good fight of faith. Let's go ahead and just decide that there is no quit in me. Verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Oh, please, listen. Listen to this. See, that's the problem some of us have. But one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. You know what, brothers and sisters? We need to learn to forget. Oh, let me say that again. I think that struck a chord with somebody. We need to learn to forget. Some folks go through life holding on to things that's been done to them, things that's been said to them, holding on to the way people have treated them, and they're just hanging on to that, hanging on to that, hanging on, not realizing that they are blocking their blessings, first of all. What do you do with garbage? You throw it out. We throw it out. We're told to lay aside all the weights that so easily beset us. But we got to learn to give it to God, to cast that care over on Him, and move on. Just kind of gently, lovingly hunch somebody and tell them, say, move on. Hallelujah. Move on. Can I say something else to you? Get the butts out your life. You know, I would, but. Get the butts out your life and move on. Do like the Apostle Paul. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. But wait a minute. If you're going to reach for things in the future, if you're going to reach for the good things of God, if you're going to obtain the good things of God, you better turn loose that other stuff. Because Paul realized, I can't take it with me. It's a hindrance. He said, I forget those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I don't have time to live in the past. Well, you know, he said this to me and hurt my little feelings and this, that, and the other, and they treated me and cheated me and all like that. Can I help you with something? I've had to do this. If somebody cheated you out of something, rather than you carrying that burden, pick up the phone and give them a call. But don't cuss them out. Pick up the phone and give them a call and tell them, says, listen, just want to let you know what you owe me. I'm going to give it to you in the name of the Lord. Have a blessed day. I've had to do that because I got to a point where this thing was bothering me. I said, whoa, I can't allow this to happen. So I picked up the phone. I gave it to him. You know what God did? First of all, I got a release. And God blessed me back. Oh, did it come right away? No, but it came. Because it was causing me problems. It was interfering with my walk with the Lord. Anybody listening to me? It was interfering with my walk with the Lord. It was hindering my blessing. It was hindering my blessings. So I let them have it. And I don't mean verbal abuse. I let them have it. And I came out the winner, not the loser. All right, let me go on here. Praise God. Where were we? Verse 13. All righty. Let me read verse 13 again, then we'll move on. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Listen to what he said. Verse 14, I press, everybody say press.
Press.
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He said, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be more like him. Y'all remember that song we used to sing years ago? We sang it here at the church. No, y'all, you don't remember it because you don't know which one. Yeah, y'all, somebody does. Barbara does. Yeah, she wanted an old timer. She would remember it. Says, I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I don't remember all the words. Oh, this is sounding pretty good. Hallelujah. Y'all sing it out. Sing it out. Glory to God. All of you sing. Don't be pointing, sing. Jesus, I want to be more like you. A vessel that you work through. I want to be more like you. Now for the folks watching out there, sing it again. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give them a hand. Praise God. Amen. When you come here, you don't know what might happen, you know. Praise God. But it's the truth. That's the attitude that we are supposed to have. That's the attitude that the Apostle Paul had. Jesus, I just want to be more like you. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. My goal is to be more like him while I'm here in this earth, to bring him glory and to forget those things that are in my past, those things that are behind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still here?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I want to read you. I have some more material here. But we'll take one more reference and I'll close it up. Hebrews 13th chapter. Hebrews chapter 13. Hallelujah. Now, I begin reading at verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, read the rest of that verse. Say it again. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Remembering those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Now, let me stop right there for a moment, and I want to say this because this is important. Remember, we made the confession early, Lord, help me never to believe a lie. Amen. Well, you need to be careful who you follow, too. Amen. You need to be careful who you follow. Now, they say, remembering those who rule over you. This is talking about a spiritual thing here. Those, in other words, those who speak into your life, okay? Those who speak, your pastors and so forth, who speak into your life. It says, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the what? Word of God to you, whose faith follow. They live in what they're preaching. Considering what? The outcome of their what? Conduct. Amen. Now, one more verse. Verse 8, put it on the screen for me, please. Everybody, let's read it together. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, let's read it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give the Lord a shout, will you? He will never change. He will never change. He will never change. He will never change. Man may change. Jesus never changes. His word never changes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you so much. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Lord never changes. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. If you're watching us by way of the live stream and you do not know this Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I extend to you an invitation to receive him into your heart, to be Lord of your life, and to be your Savior, giving you eternal life. That's the reason he came. That's the reason we're celebrating in this season. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. Glory to God. We're so grateful for that. He loves you. He died for you. And he wants to be a part of your life. He's waiting on you to invite him in to your heart. He won't break in on his own, but he does come in by invitation. Say, I want Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. Then pray this prayer after me and pray it to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that You are the only begotten Son of God. And I believe You came, lived, died, rose again, so that I could be born again, so that I could be saved. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. I give You all of me. Thank You, Jesus, for coming into my heart, for saving me and giving me eternal life. I thank You for that. Amen. You prayed that prayer. Give us a call or contact us, write us, however you want to. Let us know that You gave Your life to Jesus Christ, and He is now Your Lord and Your Savior, and you have eternal life now living on the inside of you because of what Jesus did. We want to hear from you because we want to rejoice right along. Blessed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want you to bow your heads, please, for a moment. Just bow your heads, close your eyes. And I ask you to do this just in case there's someone here that have not given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, have not made Him Lord and Savior in their lives. And you say, I want to change right now. I want to give my life to Jesus. Or maybe you've given your life to Jesus, but you're in a backslidden condition, and you want to get this right with God. If that happens to be you, would you slip up your hand? I would love to pray with you. Slip up your hand so I can see it. If there's anyone. There's anyone. Hallelujah. All right, you may say, okay, Pastor, I'm born again. I know I'm saved, and if I left this earth today, I know where I would go. I'd be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and I want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit of God. If that's you, would you raise your hand? You can be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. All right. If you're here and you're sick in your body and you say, Pastor, I would like to have hands laid on me for the healing of my body, would you raise your hand? Anyone? Anyone? All right. Well, I see no hands. You can lift your heads. Praise God. Amen. All righty. Well, at this time, we have Rebecca. She has some things she want to say to you, some announcements and so forth. All right. Give Becky a hand, will you? It's been a long time. You still remember how to give the announcements, right? It's been a long time, though. All right.
School me a little bit. All right. Like Pastor James said, you never know what you're going to get when you come to church, right? All right. We have a few things. First of all, we have a card, and on the outside it says grateful and blessed. And on the inside, handwritten, it has for compassion and the demonstration of love. And it says, thank you so much. And that is from the Chapman family. We also, let me look in here. All right. We also have a pair of earrings that was found. Where were they found, Miss Catherine? In the foyer. They are real pretty.
She don't mean that, y'all.
Yes. They look good, Pastor James.
Huh?
They nice. Yeah.
But don't claim them. They don't belong to you, please.
And they're for pierced ears. They're not clip-on. Are they yours? They are pretty. Okay. Miss Catherine. Okay. All right. Also, we have been invited to Abba's House Ministries for open house and dedication of the Abba House Ministry in Sherrill. And it is today at 3 p.m. It's a food bank and soup kitchen. And some, if you're like me, you're like, where in the world is that at? If you go down to Dollar General and you turn to the left, it's the old Threadkill building, or it might be the old Dr. Koshel building. You should see a sign, okay? I'm not sure exactly where it would be. Also, it says, come celebrate Resurrection Sunday with us next Sunday. And it says, invite your family and friends. Communion will be served as we honor Jesus on his death, burial, and resurrection. All right. Hallelujah. Now, last thing. If you had a birthday in March, and there's a long list of people up here, okay? If you had a birthday in March, we ask that you please stand. That's not as many people as I got on this own list up here. All right, Scylla, you get to sing happy birthday because they don't want me to do it.